The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Morning enthusiasts, welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need, your host, and today I have the honor of introducing to the show a phenomenal guest, Michelle Bertram. She is a business advocate and dream retirement creator at Bertram Financials. Michelle is a recognized business leader with thousands of connections online and offline. Michelle runs a LinkedIn group connected in Madison with a vision to connect area businesses with the communities they serve, promoting personal growth among all members, creating strong community leaders, and providing opportunities for members to grow their own business. Michelle, along with her mom and business partner, Bev Bertram, are authors of the book Creating Your Dream Retirement and creators of the Dream Retirement Process. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for the nice intro.
My pleasure. So glad to have you here. Today, we will discuss retirement planning. So income planning, IRAs, 401ks, basic estate planning, along with communication strategies for better relationship and increase business. And if we get time, we'll get into tax planning, especially for business owners.
Sounds great.
Okay. So what is the best retirement plan for, say, my business or small business owner, like myself or an entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, I think is you're kind of saying we'll get to tax planning, but a lot of it we always think flows together. So whenever we sit down with somebody, we talk about what we call the business plan for life. And the business plan for life includes things like tax planning. It also includes cash flow management, which is important when you're working with business. You know, obviously you want a positive cash flow. And then when it comes to retirement, you're replacing income with your cash flow. Then it goes to investment positioning, which is where your question would normally sit. But there's two things with the investment positioning is one is how it relates to all the other categories, how it's integrated. And then two is the key to long-term investing is avoiding big losses. And then the third is estate preservation. And that just means that everything's protected. So it can be with insurance products now. It can be with, you know, a power of attorney form. I think the most important form that anyone has is the power of attorney and then protecting your estate in the long run. So to answer that question, the best retirement plan really depends on each individual and where you're at. I always think that when you want to look at it, we want to make sure we look at it with the entire business plan for life into play. So when for example, coming to tax planning, a lot of times what people will put aside for retirement and they're looking at what they can defer now, whether it's in a 401k, which for a lot of business owners, a 401k is great to retain and keep their employees. It's not usually the best way for the employer to save. There's some other options, you know, they can defer more with SEP plans, but at the same point, we want to look at whether deferring all the income is the best option. So we have one of our partners, we're very big into making sure we work with different specialists. And so we have a specialist who's an actuary, and an actuary's job is to, you know, look at all the risk involved. And so he kind of becomes a personal actuary to help people decide what is the best retirement plan for them. And so whenever we're meeting with someone, we kind of run through those numbers and look at the entire business plan for life to decide how is the best way to save for retirement. And sometimes with business owners, we have ways to take to put money aside for retirement in either in a tax favorable or tax deferred or tax free way, and still have tax advantages on the back end. And other times we look at whether we want to defer the tax, or if it's better to pay the tax now and save for retirement in tax, you know, in Roth vehicles or Roth alternative type vehicles, where we're paying tax now, but we're not going to be paying it later. And so when we look at that option, we always say, do we want to pay the tax on the seed or the harvest? And so the seed is what we're putting in, and the harvest is what we're going to get out sometimes. So we want to take a look at it in all that way and find the plan that best fits the individual.
So deciding whether to defer or accelerate income, right? So how do you defer tax liability for the next year?
Yeah, and I think with tax planning, a lot of times when we think about tax planning in this one instance, right? What am I going to, what are my taxes going to be this year? And so that's one way, but we also want to make sure we're looking at lifetime taxes. So we want to look at both of those things together in when it comes to tax planning. So if we put it in a 401k or IRA, we deferred the tax, we reduce our income this year. However, when we go to take the money out later, we're going to pay the tax on it. And sometimes, a lot of times, that ends up being a lot more tax that we're paying. So we'll look at, with a business owner, other ways that they can take tax credits or tax incentives or reduce taxes, whether that's some specialized credits available for hiring employees or having commercial realty, or it could just be just how they're being structured with different between the different corporations, whether it's an LLC and S corp, or maybe doing some combined corporation structures to reduce the tax now, and not just using retirement plan vehicles to do so.
Mm-hmm. There's a ballpark. I know there's a rule out there, 30% to save for taxes to cover your federal taxes. How much should a small business put away for taxes?
That would probably be a good ballpark on something to utilize and save to put away. You can always adjust, right? So depending on where your business is at tax-wise, you know, here's the thing. We all think we're paying too much in taxes, right? I think Arthur Goffrey said it best. He goes, I don't mind paying my fair share, but I think my fair share is half the price. and I think we can all agree with that. So, but then there comes to different points in time where, you know, initially, if you're starting out and it's a small business, one of the easy ways that you talk to, can talk to a CPA, or we have CPAs that we work with in this, is on how much, if you're using an LLC, maybe an LLC taxes a C corp is nice, because you can pay yourself so much of a salary and take the rest in distributions. That's a very simple form of tax planning. But the reason why it's important is when you're self-employed, you pay all the Social Security tax. So you pay both sides. You pay the employer side and the employee side, which can become quite expensive. And so by paying yourself a salary that's reasonable, you're paying Social Security tax on that. But the distributions are coming out and they're income tax, but they're not Social Security tax. So again, that's a small thing to do for tax planning. And it's kind of really looking at the situation on how can we save and efficiently for taxes now. But at the same point, what is the best lifetime taxes? We don't want to just save now to get to retirement and all of a sudden we have all this money in IRA accounts or qualified accounts. And at 70, we have to start taking it off and it bumps our tax bracket up higher. It pushes our Medicare premiums higher. It makes more of our Social Security income taxed. We have a lot of clients in that situation now. So we want to make sure we're not looking in it in just like a funnel focus on taxes for this year, but we're looking at it in the scope of what's best for not just for now, but for later as well.
Yeah. So LLC owners pay twice as much self-employment taxes as regular employees do.
Simply. Yeah, well, any business owner, so whether it's an LLC, a C corp, an S corp, if you are the business owner, the employer has to pay half of the Social Security tax. The employee pays half the Social Security tax. But if you are the employer and the employee, you're paying both halves. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you want to make sure you don't get away from that on all of your income, but you don't want all your income coming out in that way. So taking income in different forms can be important for the business owner.
Okay. And what are some of the different forms to take income?
So for example, the simplest form is with having a business set up as an LLC, and whether a lot of times that's being taxed as an S corp. So you would take some in a salary form, so W-2 wages, but then you would take the rest in distribution. So distributions that would just come out to you. And an LLC and S corp, it's all kind of a flow through entity too. So you're paying yourself somewhat a salary. The rest of it, you're just paying income tax on. And then it's making sure you're structured to take advantage of different things in the tax code that could give you benefits, whether there's some tax credits for hiring employees. There's some ways to structure it in a way that you can maybe use your home even just for meetings, not so much doing a home office. Well, that can be a tax deduction, but you can also get tax deductions for having meetings in your homes. And so it's really, when you get to a certain level tax-wise, and I say this, like I said, the basics of the taking salary versus distribution starts with any size business. And then the more you grow, when taxes become a problem, when you're starting to pay $50,000 a year in taxes, then it's maybe going to work with a tax attorney, which is one of the specialists we have on our team, to set up a plan to reduce the taxes. So it kind of goes in stages on where you're at.
Mm-hmm. And so a pretty neat question would be, do I need to file taxes if my business made no money?
Yes. And that's a good question. But yes, you do need to still file because even if you don't owe anything, you have to file it with the IRS to just prove that you're the business and that it's there. If it's not making anything forever, it's going to be a question mark in the IRS. So that said, I don't think anybody's going to be in business to not make any money ever.
Right.
But where I say that is you can't hide what you make forever, if that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. So
that makes good sense. And I am the business owner is paying in salary versus a distribution is actually valuable knowledge for me to actually consider and to know about. So how much income can a small business make without paying taxes?
Yeah, well, most business, small businesses, whether they're an LLC or a an S corp, they're a flow through tax. So they come back to the individual tax. And so it really depends. There's not like a one, it depends on what your personal tax rate is, what your state tax and federal tax is, and then so how much deductions you had. So, you know, I think what the lower level for the federal taxes is 10,000. Well, if you made 10,000 and you had a bunch of business cost, you might not be paying tax yet. So I think, but that's really the low level. So I don't think anyone's going to be in business for too long and not end up paying tax, or it's probably not going to be the most lucrative business for yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. So We're all in business to make money, which means paying tax at some point in time too. So,
yeah, absolutely. You got to pay your fair share.
Yes.
As the quote you shared with us earlier.
Yeah, it's just doing the right planning so everybody thinks their fair share is half the price. So so I agree with that statement. But anyway, so I think it becomes a lot of those things kind of become questions to each individual. But of course, you're in business to make money, and you might see a year or two if you're just starting where you're not seeing the profits. But you would expect them to grow up at some point. You cannot have a business. The IRS would frown on a business that shows all this money coming in and all the expenses going out and never paying any tax. That's probably going to cause flags for an audit. So if you weren't doing something correctly, they're going to catch it in that point.
Mm-hmm. And they are scrutinizing and auditing everything. What have you seen in your line of work for people for expenses when they get income and expensing it right off the bat? So is it cash basis or accrual?
It really depends on the business. I think there's some in both. I'm looking at clients and that becomes some in both. And a lot of times it's working with the CPA. This is where I'm not a CPA. I have a team of CPAs and tax, professionals that we work with, and it kind of becomes down to them and the type of business they have and how they take it. And then I would say the biggest thing when it comes to tax write-offs and tax planning, a lot of times when we get to business owners that are making more, we'll work with a tax attorney and create a tax plan. And there's probably about 12 different areas of the tax code we're taking advantage of. The biggest thing that is always said is documentation, is making sure that if you're taking this as a deduction for some reason, that it's documented it's correctly documented. So if you have documentation down, then that, and it's in line with the code, that is what it takes to back any audit. So,
yeah, it's house cleaning. It must be done and it has to be documented properly. Just have proof.
Yeah, exactly. If you have the right documentation, it's usually not an issue as long as you're following the tax code. So then the tax code, there's a lot of abilities. Justice Learnhand is another Supreme Court justice, and he said it this way. He goes, there's two systems of taxation, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. So you can choose whatever way you choose. You don't have to choose the path that best pays the directory. And I think the more successful you get in business, the more that comes to mind. And whether that's an issue for you now or not, I know for me, a lot of times I take knowledge and put it in the back of my head. And when it comes up, it's there. But on our website, we do have some different resources with taxes and the different credits that can be available. Even if you're a smaller business and you're just hiring employees, there's tax credits available for hiring employees when you do it the right way. And then it becomes when you're more successful as a business and you're paying $50,000 or more in taxes, then there's some other forms of tax planning that come into play. Mm-hmm. So that said, when it comes to retirement planning, though, and saving, a lot of business owners right now are they're focused on getting their business going first and foremost. And sometimes that becomes off to the side. But I always like to, whether sometimes when we're doing plans and whether it's a business owner or just an individual, again, we're looking at the business plan for life, tax planning involved in how we're saving. But sometimes you can do it where you can save it as well. This is something that I do, that I'm saving it for retirement in a tax efficient way, but it's money that it's a Roth alternative vehicle, and it's money that I can access before if I needed it for something. And so there's some availability that way. Plus there's a death benefit feature so that if something happens, my boys are taken care of, my kids in Haiti you're taking care of. And so there's sometimes ways that you can plan for multiple things together. So that's why it's good too, to be coordinated when you're looking at planning and looking at all the areas and how you're planning.
Mm-hmm. And that's great advice for maintaining and growing your business. Once you start scaling and start growing massively, it's a whole different, it's going to be a ballgame that you cannot avoid.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about the other facets of what you do. You do have the LinkedIn group that helps members grow their own businesses and helps businesses connect within the community. Tell us about that particular group.
Yeah, that's kind of a changing type thing. It's something that was on LinkedIn, and groups used to be something that was very popular on LinkedIn to build. So we built that group up. We do some posts and some different things on there now. We've used to do networking events, but I guess it really becomes down to a focus on trying to in business build good relationships and help build each other's business is kind of the foundation of it. So working together and collaborating, I know in our business too, there's, as I mentioned, all the different quadrants of the business plan for life. Well, usually a successful business owner or someone has five different individuals that they're working with, or advisors, or a financial advisor, maybe, or a broker. There can be a CPA, a banker, a lot of times an insurance agent, and then sometimes an attorney. And really it's about collaborating with each other to create that, to make sure everything is talking and integrated and do the best for the client. And so a lot of the network groups or the things that I focus on is really just trying to build relationships to better plans for individuals and to work harder for them and to get the right information into business owners' hands. Because I know that's another thing. Business owners are busy. Mm-hmm. We all screen calls because we get so many a day, and most of the time it's junk calls. And so it's trying to figure out where to go for the right information. In today's world, there's a lot of noise out there. And so building a good network and building relationships that way is one way I find just to be able to get the right information out. And same with why we're doing the podcast right now, is it's our way to give back and make sure we're getting information in people's hands, because I've saw it too often where people are hurt because of wrong or lack of financial information and leadership to do what they, financial leadership for them. So that's one of the things that we do to give back.
Yeah, I love that. It's serving a community. It's serving back, because we have servant hearts, right? We want to be able to help the community at large. And yeah. I love your idea about fostering this better relationship. I mean, business owners are busy. They don't have the time to even connect. They don't know who to reach out to. Because everyone is, it seems like a siloed. Everyone's for themselves. Build your own business. Put your head down, get in the grind and work. But when you realize you can outsource something or you can use a partnership that will elevate your business to the next level, makes the ride a lot smoother.
Right. And I always find if somebody's built a relationship with one of those professionals, and sometimes it could be another professional that's not on there. We live in a world, because there's so much information, we just want that professional to be able to connect us to the right people. Sometimes that can be good and sometimes not. But I know that that's why we really work hard on building those relationships, so that it takes some of that strain away from the business owner when we can, as professionals, can work together.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Michelle, go ahead and share with us what your morning routine is.
Yeah. So my morning routine, if normally at least 3 days a week, I try to get up and go on a bike ride or something to exercise before my kids get out of bed. But otherwise, what I do, even if after I bike ride or some type of exercise, I come back and make myself some coffee and read my Bible. So time with God is my how I start each day, focusing on getting my focus right. And we always say, and we say it on our website too, but relationships matter. And the first relationship is my relationship with God and doing things that would honor Him, and seeking to help people that way. So first is my time with God and in the Bible and prayer, and then getting my boys up. In the summer, it's a lot easier. Sometimes they're sleeping later, but then it's getting them either up or ready for school, and then coming into the office. But I need that time to spend with God, spend reading my Bible, spend focused in prayer, and prayer for business, prayer for life. Just getting my focus right. So that is my morning routine.
I love it. I really do, because I'm hearing the theme of getting right with God first thing in the morning. And I love that you pray for your business, because we undermine that the business is an entity. It's an extension of our personality, but it is its own thing and it needs guidance. It needs prayer over to actually build, to strengthen, to continue to provide the best service, because we are not here to serve. We're not here to work for human beings, but to serve Christ Himself, to be a servant to Him.
And there's things, you know, sometimes we try to segment our life, and I always go, there's scriptures, you know, there's plenty of them. Proverbs will talk about, you know, teach me the path on which I should go. One of my favorites for business that I pray a lot is in Isaiah, and he goes, teach me how to profit. And that's a prayer and a promise that I put, and I think it's good for all business owners. Teach me how to profit. Show me the ways to go. And then keep my focus back on Him and where it needs to be, so that we don't get focused on money, but we are focused on first helping people and then, you know, being generous with time, money, and resources. And so I think they got to stay focused that way. Keep my eyes on that. Otherwise we get in our own thing and we try to do it our own strength. And I end up when challenges come, then we run to God. But I try to make it a point to do it on a daily basis.
Then you won't have to run later on.
Exactly.
Because
it makes it easier. We're all going to have challenges in business. Right. And then during those challenges in life, it's to me, what holds me is my faith in God and in praying for His guidance, as you mentioned, and, you know, His provision. But it's a lot easier to do that when you keep it on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing, Michelle. Morning enthusiasts, you've heard it here first. Michelle Bertram from Bertram Financials talking about retirement planning and knowing about taxes and tax planning. It's crucial for your business. And as a small business owner or large business owner, knowing what the process is, what the procedures are, what the laws are to protect you, and how to know what you are paying. The salary versus distribution was very key for me today. And I hope everyone actually got something out of this. And I thank you, Michelle, so much for coming in today.
And feel free too, for everyone on our website. So our website's creatingyourdreamretirement.com. So creatingyourdreamretirement.com. I have a lot of links and resources that way too. So if something, I know that for me, I need to sometimes look at it or read it or see something. So there's a lot of resources on there, even some e-courses that go into more detail about those things. So feel free to check those out.
And that's how you can connect with you.
Yes. Yep. Creatingyourdreamretirement.com.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.